Thank the Lord and may peace be with you all.
啊，非常高兴有机会来到温哥华教会。
I thank God for giving me this opportunity to be here with you in Vancouver.
啊，在这边看到很多过去认识的啊同工以及弟兄姐妹。
Among many of you here, I see some familiar faces.
啊，也看到很多新认识的弟兄姐妹，还有一些朋友。
And among you here, I've also newly acquainted friends.
看到我们弟兄姊妹，大家都能够同心合意，一起在为教会的圣工啊齐心努力，感到非常的高兴。
I'm thankful and sincerely hope that we will continue to always be in one spirit in prospering the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
五年前我第一次来这边是练习啊加拿大教会的会议。
I was in Vancouver 5 years ago to attend the NCC.
因为来了以后都是一直参加开会，开完会就走掉。
At that time, I was always so involved in the various meetings.
这一次来有比较多的时间可以到弟兄姐妹的家走一走。
But in this visit, I have some time to visit some of the members' houses.
就是说在主里面都是一家人能够享受彼此之间属灵交通的喜乐。
So indeed, we are truly one family in Christ, and we can enjoy this fellowship.
愿主耶稣继续祝福带领我们温哥华的教会。
May our Lord Jesus continue to bless and guide Vancouver Church.
那我们在各方面都能够得到主耶稣的恩典更多更有力量来传福音。
That in every way we will always be strengthened with all might and grace in prospering the gospel.
今天小弟被安排有四节的时间，想跟大家一起学习腓立比书。
Today I'm assigned to give 4 sermons, and I would like to study with you the book of Philippians.
腓立比书是保罗写给腓立比教会的一封书信。
As we know, the book of Philippians is Paul's epistle to the church in Philippi.
这是很多弟兄姊妹非常喜欢的一卷书。
I know many of you really love this book.
我个人也非常喜欢。
And the book of Philippians is also one of my favorites.
因为这一本书是保罗在监狱里面所写的。
Paul wrote this book while he was in prison.
虽然为着传福音受到逼迫下在监狱。
Even though he met many imprisonments while prospering the gospel of God.
但是他一点都没有感到灰心难过。
Yet, not for once he felt disappointed, discouraged, or sorrowful.
他内心充满着喜乐跟满足。
Because his heart was filled with joy and fulfillment.
所以我们从腓立比书看到说这是一封喜乐的书信。
And the book of Philippians has come to be known as the book of joy.
从头到尾都是说我们要喜乐，我们要靠主常常喜乐。
And written throughout this book of the Philippians, Paul exhorted many of us to always be joyful.
所以喜乐、欢喜、欢乐这样的字眼在圣经里面一直的反复出现。
So we know that this to be joyful is appeared many times throughout the scriptures.
那这一本书最主要的主题，我想是在腓立比书的1章25节以下。
I believe the main message, the main theme of the book of Philippians lies in The book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 25.
腓立比书1章25节。
The book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 25.
说我既然这样深信，就知道能要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Verse 25. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain.And I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
在27节。
Verse 27.
说只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我复来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的情况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。保罗很盼望能够再到腓立比教会去。
And Paul hoped that one day he may have a chance to visit the members in Philippi.
啊，他也知道说神会给他机会。
And he knew deep down that God will pave a way for him to go again.
他说，为着要让众信徒能够在灵性上啊又长进又喜乐。
And he hoped that the members there will progress in their faith and joy.
啊，虽然我现在还没有办法到你们那里去。
And that even though at this point he is unable to be with them.
啊，不管我有没有在你们那里。
And whether he comes to see them or not.
但是我们都能够知道，大家同有一个心智，啊，在信仰上站立得稳。
But one thing is sure is that he knows that they all stand firm in one spirit.
啊，一起为所信的福音啊，在齐心努力。
Contending as one man for the faith of the gospel.
啊，所以这是。腓立比书啊，主要的主题。
These three verses lays out the main theme of this book.
啊，要在所信的道上啊，又长进又喜乐。
That is, we must progress in our joy in the faith.
当时我们信耶稣以后啊，我们觉得哇，信耶稣好像很辛苦啊，啊，每天愁眉苦脸，可能我们要调整我们的心态。
Sometimes we find that it's not easy being a Christian, and we always carry around a sorrowful look in our faces.
说神的国啊，不在乎吃喝，而是在乎公义、和平，还有圣灵当中的喜乐。
But we know that the kingdom of God is not mainly eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, joy in Christ Jesus.
啊，当然我们要喜乐，不就是要长进。
In order to be joyful, then we must progress in our faith.
要在道理上长进，要在灵性上长进。
We must progress in our truth and in our faith.
啊，在侍奉当中啊，在各样的属灵的品德上不断的成长。
And we must also improve in our Christian virtue.
我们看到一个小孩子在成长啊，我们都充满着喜乐。
Because we know whenever we see a child growing up and mature, we feel
但是一个小孩子如果养不大的话，父母亲就很操心。
However, if a child remains childish all his or her life, this will bring sadness to his or her parents.
啊，所以我们在信所信的道上啊，能够又长进，我们就能够得到更多的喜乐。
So may we all progress in our faith and spiritual nature, that we may gain this joy.
这个腓立比教会相当好。
The church in Philippi is a model church.
这是保罗在传道过程当中啊，在欧洲所建设的第一间教会。
And we know that the church in Philippi is the first church that Paul founded in Macedonia.
当时的希腊分成北边的马其顿，还有南边的亚该亚两个省。
We know at that time the Greek Empire is divided into the northern portion of Macedonia.
这是亚历山大大王的父亲啊，腓力所建设的一个城。
And this city is established by the father of King Alexander.
因为罗马皇帝曾经在那里打胜仗。
Because we know that the Romans gained control of the city.
所以就把这个地方啊，当作他的驻防城。
And so this city of Philippi becomes their military outpost.
啊，所以腓立比有称为小罗马这样的称呼。
The city of Philippi is also known as a little Roman Empire.
本来保罗信主以后啊，有一段时间回到家。
When Paul, after he was converted to Christianity, he returned home for some time.
巴拿巴到了安提阿以后啊，专程把保罗找出来。
And Barnabas especially went to Troas to invite Paul out to join him in his missionary trips.
所以他们可以在安提阿一起同工啊，把安提阿教会建设起来。
Both of them then went to Antioch in order to establish the church in Antioch.
后来他们进食祷告的时候，圣灵就说要派保罗、巴拿巴到国外去传道理。
While they were praying and fasting, the Holy Spirit moved them and told them that they must go to preach the gospel.
后来他们来到小亚细亚的地方啊，到处建设教会，神迹奇事很多。
And then from there, they went to Cilicia and all the surrounding places to establish churches.
后来为着说啊，这些外邦人信主了以后，要不要设割礼啊，就有一些争议。
And at that time, they come to a contention where some of the Gentiles was wondering if they need to be circumcised.
后来他们就回到耶路撒冷开了一个会。
So they both returned to Jerusalem to attend the Jerusalem Council.
就决定说啊, 因为割礼是一表洗礼, 所以外邦人信主了, 不必设割礼, 只要洗礼就可以了。
From the council, the resolution was agreed upon that circumcision is also part of baptism, since the Gentiles are baptized, so there's no need for circumcision.
他们就把这个决定啊, 带到各地方, 啊, 教会就, 啊, 听从以后, 照着遵守, 教会就兴旺起来。
And with this resolution, Paul and Barnabas took it all to the other churches, and all members agreed to apply.
后来保罗就对巴拿巴说啊, 我们应当回到以前过去的教会啊, 去看一看。
And then Paul suggested to Barnabas that they must revisit the places they had visited before.
他们为着要不要带马可啊, 两个人意见不同。
And see how they are doing. And but Barnabas at this point thought of taking Mark.
所以后来巴拿巴就带马可啊, 到塞浦路斯去。
But Paul disagreed. So Barnabas and Mark went on to Cyprus.
啊, 保罗就带着希拉来到小亚细亚。
And Paul took Silas and went to Cilicia.
他们本来要继续在那里啊, 继续开拓。
At that point, they were still wanting to establish more churches.
但是说神的灵啊, 不准。
However, the Spirit of God hindered them.
所以他们就在特罗亚的地方啊, 在那边祷告等候。
So what they did is they waited and prayed in Troas.
保罗就看到一个异象,
and Paul saw a vision then.
有一个马其顿人站着要求说, 你们来到我们这里, 借着神的道来帮助我们。
And in the vision, he saw a Macedonian calling out to them to come and help them.
哦, 保罗就知道说, 原来神要他们到欧洲去传道理。
And it was at this point that Paul realized that God wanted them to go to Europe to expand the gospel.
所以他们就坐船啊, 来到了, 辗转来到了这个腓立比的地方。
And they board a ship and arrived at Philippi.
腓立比有一些犹太人, 但是看起来好像还没有犹太人的会堂。
Even though there are many Jews in Philippi, but there is no synagogue there.
所以他们只知道说有一些 祷告的地方,
they only know that there is a few worship places.
保罗就去对一些妇女啊, 向他们讲道理。
So what Paul did is to evangelize to some women there.
其中有一个人啊, 叫做李迪亚。
And one of them was Lydia.
这个人啊, 相当好。
And she is a virtuous woman.
她非常热心听道理。
And she is very a zealous in listening.
所以神就开启他的心啊, 让他听得明白。
God then opened her heart so that she is able to digest what she heard.
然后他就带着全家受洗归主。
Next thing she did is to bring all her entire family and to be converted to Christ.
他们成为腓立比教会的第一颗种子, 第一个家庭。
And her family becomes the first seed that was planted in Philippi.
李迪亚对保罗说啊, 你如果认为我是真心在信主的,
and then Lydia asked Paul that if you know that I'm a true believer,
你们应当到我家里来,
then you must not reject my invitation to come.
本来保罗在传道理的时候, 不增加信徒的负担啊, 所以他不是很愿意接受别人的接待。
Paul does not want to bother anybody, so this is not his style to accept invitation.
但是因为李迪亚非常的诚恳, 非常的热心,
but because he could see through Lydia that she is a very sincere woman and a loving person,
就到了李迪亚的家, 阿姨直到他们离开的时候,
so from then onwards he spent the nights at Lydia's house.
阿里迪亚的家, 后来也成为腓立比教会信徒啊, 聚集的地方。
The house of Lydia then became the meeting place for all the Christian believers then.
那保罗在传道里的时候啊, 曾经有一个使女犯鬼。
When Paul was doing his ministry work, he met with a demon-possessed
woman. 让他可以让他的主人得到很大的财力。
And this woman could bring much fortune to her master.
但他一天到晚啊, 跟着保罗说, 这是至高神的仆人啊。
And then all through Paul's journey, he kept following him and said, this is the mighty one of God.
保罗觉得很烦啊, 就跟他赶鬼。
So Paul was irritated by her, and right away he cast the demon out.
魔鬼主掉了，他没有办法借着那个超然的能力让他主人得财富了。
And of course, once the demon was cast out of her, she could no longer gain any money for her master.
所以他的主人就把他告到官府。
What her master did is bring her to courts.
保罗跟希拉就下监了。
So Paul was convicted.And Paul and Silas was then imprisoned.
让他同样在那唱诗祷告赞美神。
Even though they were in prison, they were still singing hymns, praising God.
就突然间地大震动啊，监狱的门打开了，囚犯的锁链脱落了。
And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the door to the prison suddenly opened wide, and the chains start to fall off from them.
管理监狱的监主以为囚犯跑掉了，他没有办法交代，刀拿起来要自杀。
And the Philippian jailer, when he saw what was happening, became very scared, and he wanted to commit suicide.
那保罗说啊，哎，兄弟啊，你不可以这样啊，我们都没有主啊。
But Paul stopped him and reassured him that nothing bad will happen to him.
那个人很战惊的啊，伏在保罗面前说啊，那我们该怎么办呢？
And then so this jailer kneeled down before Paul and said, "What shall I do then?"
保罗说：“你要信耶稣，你跟你全家就能够得救。”
So Paul told him, "You and your family must now repent and believe in Christ."
所以在半夜啊，就带着去受洗啊。
So it was during this time that Paul led them to baptism.
啊，第二天呢，保罗希拉就离开了监狱。
The next day, Paul and Silas left the prison.
所以让我们看到说，这个腓立比教会的成立啊，真的是神的带领啊，很奇妙。
So we know that the establishment of the church in Philippi is indeed a great miracle from God.
因为腓立比教会非常的同心啊，所以教会很兴旺。
And we know that the members in the Philippi church is very united. That is why the church progressed quite rapidly.
他们对保罗在传道里的工作当中啊，帮助相当多。
And they also help in Paul's ministry work a lot.
保罗本来是一边工作一边传福音。
Paul, he was a tent maker, so he worked part time and also preached the gospel on the side.
但是这些腓立比教会的信徒就在生活上给他很多的帮助。
And in the matter of his physical necessities, the Philippians also help out a lot.
当时保罗是在罗马监狱。
And since at this time Paul is jailed in the Roman prison.
他们派来一个人叫做以巴伯提。
So they sent out a man called Epaphroditus.
专程到罗马去啊，带着一些东西给他，给保罗啊，然后留在那里服侍他。
And he was the messenger that the Philippian members sent to send some daily necessities to Paul in prison.
后来以巴伯提生重病啊，差点死掉。
And it was at one point that Epaphroditus fell gravely ill and almost died.
所以腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹很挂心。
And this really worried the members in the Philippi church.
所以因为神的怜悯以巴伯提的重病得好起来。
But thank to the grace and mercy of God that Epaphroditus was healed.
保罗就说你要赶快回去让大家看看，让他们能够放心。
And then Paul instructed Epaphroditus to visit the Philippian members in order to not let them worry more.
所以保罗就写了这一封信叫以巴伯提带回去。
This book of Philippians is the epistle that Paul instructed Epaphroditus to.
一方面对腓立比教会的勤奋表示相当大的感激。
And this book is Paul's thankful greetings to the Philippians.
另外一方面就写了一些道理勉励他们。
Paul also included some words of encouragement to these members.
这是腓立比教书信大概的经过它的主要的背景。
So this is the background of the this epistle.
我们来看腓立比书第一章。
So let us refer to the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
腓立比书一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
请看第三节。
Verse 3.
一章第三节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 3.
我每逢想念你们， 就感谢我的神。第四节
Verse 4，
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。第五节
Verse 5，
因为从头一天直到如今啊，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。第六节
Verse 6，
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全做工，直到耶稣基督的日子。保罗在每一封书信开始啊，都会提到为众圣徒祷告，感谢神，哎，为他们祈求。
We know that before every epistle, Paul always starts his letters with a prayer and a thankful words.
祷告是基督徒的特权呐，啊，它的功效是超越时间跟空间性。
We know that prayer is a Christian privilege and it transcends time and space.
啊，所以人虽然不在一起，但是可以透过祷告彼此互相的关怀，互相帮助。
Even though we may not be near each other physically, but prayer can unite us in one spirit and heart.
有时候我们的小孩子在外面，我们经常操心，但是你虽然爱他，你照顾不到。
Because we know when our kids are away from us and we tend to worry because we are not able to take care of them physically.
但是你可以为他祷告。
But what we can do is to pray for them.
神的手同样的会眷顾他们。
And the Lord's hand will be strong upon them.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们敬畏神，我们自己本身啊，有倚靠。
Because we know that in the Bible it says when we worship God, He will become our reliance.
我们的儿女也有避难所。
God is not only our refuge for us and also our children.
我们同龄之间啊，更要借着彼此互相代祷啊，互相关怀。
We must learn to intercede for one another and to care for one another.
所以保罗常常为众教会祷告。
That is the reason why Paul is a good intercessor for his workers and people.
他也要众教会常常为他传福音的工作祷告。
And he also pray for his work.
啊，所以同龄之间啊，这种灵里面的相交通，互相的代祷非常重要。
So it is very important to pray for one another in this spiritual fellowship.
我们有时候看到一些工作软弱。
Sometimes we see things that we are not happy about in the church.
啊，或者是有些事情没有办法推动，我们往往就是说啊，这个不好，那个不好，常常就是用批评的。
Or sometimes we find that we are helpless to progress the work of the church, or we become a complainer.
但代祷更加重要。
But let us not forget that we can always pray.
耶稣也在前线打仗的时候。
Because before Joshua embarked on this military wars,
说摩西带着亚伦父儿到山上去举手祷告。
We know at that time that Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to a hill while they were fighting.
那摩西的手举起来，以色列人就得胜。
And we know at that time that when Moses raised up his hands, the Israelites were able to defeat.
摩西的手一垂下来啊，以色列人就失败。
And every time Moses' hands was came down, they lost.
虽然耶稣也很会打仗，所带的都是一些精选的精兵。
Even though Joshua is a good and a brave military man, and he carried him with him many weapons.
但是那个胜败是决定在摩西的举手。
But the matter of victory or loss depended on Moses, the position of Moses' hands.
彼得，主耶稣曾经对彼得说啊。
This is what Jesus had spoken to Peter before.
人要击打牧人，羊会分散。
Because if the shepherd is hit, it will scatter the flock.
那彼得说啊，别人都失败了，我不会失败。
And then Peter was proud enough to say that they will fall away, but I will not.
我愿意跟你一起去死。
That I will follow you to death.
啊，主耶稣说啊，因为撒旦要塞你们，好像塞麦子一样。
But then Jesus reminded Peter that the devil wants to sieve out people.
主耶稣讲了一句话说，但是我已经为你祷告了。
But Jesus also reminded Peter that he had already prayed for him.
你必不至于失落信心。
That he need not be of a weak spiritual.
当你回头的时候，你要坚固你的弟兄。
That is, when you come back, you must strengthen your fellow brethren.
所以虽然彼得有心啊，愿意为主而死。
Even though Peter has a heart to follow Jesus unto death, even unto death.
但是主耶稣说，我们心灵愿意啊，但是我们肉体软弱。
But then Jesus also said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
还好有主耶稣为他代祷。
So, thankfully, Peter had Jesus to pray.
所以保罗，彼得才有回头的机会。
That is why Peter was given another chance to repent.
所以我们要常常借着代祷，互相的扶持，互相帮助。
That is why it is very important for us to pray for one another to help and care.
我们调过来看第九节。
Let us now read chapter 1 verse 9.
一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
说我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。第十节。
Verse 10.
使你们能够分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到耶稣基督的日子。十一节。
Verse 11.
并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。保罗为着腓立比教会祷告。
Paul here prayed for the Philippian church.
说要让他们在爱心上啊，能够多而又多。
That their love may abound more and more.
能够爱心啊，不断的增长充足。
That their love may always continue to grow and be filled up.
但是这个爱心要建立在知识跟见识上。
But of course, this love must be established in knowledge and depth of
insight. 要有道理做基础啊，这样才是真正的爱心。
And it must be built upon the gospel truth.
再来是祷告，让他们有属灵的智慧。
Prayer also enabled them to possess spiritual knowledge.
能够分别是非。
So that they are able to discern what is good and bad.
那这个中文小注的地方说，能够喜爱那些美好的事情。
And in the Chinese illustration is that you may love what is good.
能够做诚实无过的人。
That they may be pure and blameless.
真的，我们要做一个无过的人呐、啊，没有过失的人，要美好的灵性。
In order to be pure and blameless, you must have a good Christian virtue character.
虽然有的人说我诚实啊，但是诚实啊，做事做说人说。说话做事实在，但是不一定就能够无过。
But of course, you may be a person of integrity, but you may not be perfect or blameless.
这里讲到说，但以理呀、啊，他办事非常忠心呐、啊，没有错误过失。
Because we know that Daniel is recorded in the scriptures as being pure and blameless.
因为他有美好的灵性。
Because he has a very good Christian.
因为他每天有长时间的祷告功夫。
And he spent his days in daily prayers.
所以他能够心中光明。
That is why his heart can be brightened up.
那再来说，我们能够结出结满仁义的果子来荣耀神。
And in verse 11 also said that. That they may be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
所以我们也是一样哦，彼此互相代祷，那我们有属灵的智慧，属灵美好的品德，啊，属灵丰盛的力量。
And if we also pray for one another, then we will have a spiritual knowledge and spiritual strength.
能够好像明光照耀，让神的名得荣耀。
And then we will become a light to the glory and praise of God.
我们看回来这个第七节哈。
Let us read verse 7 of chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我为你们众人有这样的意念啊，是应当的，因为你们常在我的心里，无论在捆锁之中，辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。好。腓立比教会啊，跟保罗在传福音的工作上关系很密切。
And the Philippians helped Paul a lot in his ministry work.
保罗他一生啊，就是以福音作为他最主要的服事的工作。
And as we know, Paul's purpose in life is to spread God's gospel.
所以他说啊，凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故。
And so Paul said that I live only for the gospel.
我无论做什么事情，总是要让更多人呐、啊、一起来享受福音的好处。
And what my purpose in life is to share the gospel with others.
所以那一生啊, 就是到处奔跑啊, 就是为着传福音。
So all his life, he kept himself busy with preaching the gospel.
那这个菲利比教会啊, 跟保罗有同样的心智。
And the Philippians and Paul has the same mind.
所以他们从头一天开始啊, 大家都很同心啊, 一起在兴旺福音。
So from the very beginning, they were united in one heart and spirit to prosper and to propagate the gospel.
虽然保罗在各地方传福音啊, 但是他们给保罗的福音工作带来相当多的帮助。
Even though Paul later continued to went to other places to preach the gospel, the Philippians continued to provide.
当然不只是说在物质上的一些帮助了。
They not only provide his daily physical needs alone.
更重要的是在带导上啊，啊在各方面的圣工啊，不直接间接的来帮助福音的工作。
But most importantly, they give Paul this spiritual help and spiritual fellowship through prayer, through their prayers.
所以保罗说啊，你们可以跟。
That is why Paul said to the Philippians that you are the sharer in the gospel of God.
因为他们能够跟保罗啊一起同工啊同脑。
Because the Philippians are Paul's co-workers.
有时候是派人去协助福音的工作，有时候是啊借着物质上的帮助，有时候是借着带导上的帮助。
And the Philippians, some of them help Paul in his missionary work, and sometimes they help in becoming his prayer partners, and also his help in towards his.
那我们知道，在末世的时候，神兴起真教会。
And we know that in the last days, when the true church is established.
说这个末世的救恩呐，要传遍全世界。
That the salvation will be spread all over during the last days.
然后，耶稣基督要再临。
And this will herald the coming of our Lord Jesus.
哦，很多的工人呐， 他们放掉自己的工作，献身当传道者。
And it was at this time that many people will give up their secular job to become preachers.
因为很多人到开拓区啊， 工作相当辛苦。
Because we know that preaching to the pioneering areas is not very easy.
啊，像刚刚曾传道来讲，杨传道啊，到非洲去。
Like what Preacher Chen just said just now, that our preacher Timothy Young is now in Africa.
因为那是一个生活比较辛苦、比较落后的一些地方。
Because we know that Africa is a third world country.
而且环境不太好，并且治安也不好。
And the condition, the living condition there is very, is not that good.
啊，在那种地方要传道的呀，这样真的很辛苦。
And it is not easy for one to work there.
因为我前几天才接到他的信，请大家帮助他代祷。
A few days ago, I received a letter from him asking us to help to pray for him.
啊，因为他要到 Kenya 去。
Because he wants to go to Kenya.
他又放心不下。
And he is worried.
啊，他的两个孩子，他传道粮，还有。 他的岳母啊，又吐又泻。
Because at this point in time, his twin sons, his wife, and his mother-in-law is quite sick.
可能有一些细菌上的一些感染。
So maybe they were infected with some form of bacteria.
感谢主啦，现在大家帮助祷告哈，所以现在他们已经稳定下来。
But thank the Lord through our prayers, their condition has already stabilized.
所以我们对整个教会的圣工啊。 虽然我们没有办法到开拓去帮助工作，
So even though we are not able to physically present in these pioneering areas,
但实际上我们可以在圣工上有份。
But actually we can partake in this holy work too.
最重要的就是要关心带导。
And that is to involve ourselves in prayers and care.
我们知道说在开拓地方啊， 需要很多的经费。
Because we know that to these pioneering areas, we need a lot of money.
在两年前呢，联总选举的时候，选我当联总的财务负责。
I was voted in to be the financial director of IA.
因为我当传道的时候，我就立志我不摸钱。
Because I told myself when I signed up to be a preacher that I will not touch a single cent.
所以第一年的时候，我写了好几封信给陈长老，说我要辞掉。
And then when I was voted in, I wrote several letters to Elder Chen to say that I would not like to accept this position.
但到了第二年呢，总会负责人会说还是不能够辞。
But then he told me that there is no way I can refuse this post.
所以勉强接下来。
So I half heartedly accept this position.
我在想说，我一个穷传道，我怎么去帮助、去负责这个连总的财务工作？
And I told myself, I don't come from a wealthy family, and how can I handle the treasury of the IA?
因为我们教会开拓的地方啊，很多都是未开发地方啊，都是经济比较困难的地方。
And we know that most pioneering areas are third world countries, so you need a lot of funds to do the work there.
所以传福音要钱，建会堂要钱。
So we know that to preach the gospel and to build churches, we all need money.
但这一段时间来啊，我感受很多。
However, throughout my work, I feel the many good experiences.
我们的弟兄姊妹真的很爱主。
That I can see that our fellow brothers and sisters really love God.
啊，真的，神的山都有预备。
And that the Lord indeed will provide.
教会哪一个地方需要啊，都有很多弟兄姊妹会奉献。
That wherever which particular church need money, there will always be some.
所以连总的工作啊，就是说把哪个地方需要告诉大家啊，然后弟兄姊妹奉献了，我们把它转到那里去。
So what IA did nowadays is to whichever church need funds, then we will just solicit funds from the various churches of the world.
啊，现在很多的国家的教会啊，啊，他们都能够帮助开拓的地方。
But thank God, there are also many more established churches who are able to help out in this pioneering work.
像马来西亚的教会，他们负责印度。
So we know that the Malaysian GA is in charge of the work in India.
除了派人去,
they not only send out workers.
他们另外有一笔基金啊，就是专门做印度开拓的工作。
And they also have a India ministry fund specializing for this purpose.
啊，英国的教会是负责英。 非洲
And the UKGA will be responsible for the
沙巴负责菲律宾
Saba GA in charge of the Philippines
像我们美国的教会是负责中南美洲
And the USGA is responsible for the work in South America
感谢主啊，我们在各地方的教会能够这样慢慢的一直展开，教会一间一间一直成立起来。
So we thank God that the True Jesus Church is able to expand its gospel work
我们看到说神的亲自带领啊，真的神感动弟兄姊妹啊，能够竭力的奉献。
And we also thank God for His personal guidance and to motivate members to donate toward the various funds.
我们在去年呢，就在南美洲就帮助了几个教会成立。
And last year, the USGA has helped out to establish churches in South America.
啊，像巴西圣保罗的教会买了会堂又改建，现在都已经完成了。
And we help to set up churches in Brazil, like in Sao Paulo.
像巴拉圭啊，他们在对岸啊，巴西境内附属的地方也买了一个会堂，相当漂亮。
And in Paraguay too, they have already purchased a chapel, a church.
那现在是阿根廷，因为他们新的礼拜堂啊，在整修当中啊，还有一些工程上的一些问题，还没有赶上进度。
However, in Argentina, they are still in the process of completing their renovation, but because they are still meeting up with some technical problems, so they are still in process.
有一次有一个教会啊，他们缺钱。
Once there is this a church that is greatly lacking in funds.
因为他们跟人家签约了，说要盖会堂买了以后啊，要加盖礼拜堂在二楼。
And then they start to borrow money in order to expand the church.
啊，突然间一个 email 给我说，我现在要多少钱？
And then I receive an email and to request for sum of money.
我说我现在没有办法马上就筹这些钱给你。
But then I told him that I have not enough money at present to.
我就写了一封信。
So then I wrote back a letter to him.
说你们尽量奉献。
What I suggest to him is
to
donate as much as possible.
啊，实际上那个时候我们都很急呀。
And I also solicit the help of other brothers and sisters because.
那我把那个信写好。
A very urgent moment.
然后我请庄道良帮我看一下，看那个仪器啊，是不是不太好哈，帮我修一下这样。
But because I wrote the letter hastily, I have to ask my wife to help me to double
check. 啊，结果呢，望着有一个姐妹。 坐在旁边就把那封信就拿起来看
But then there was a sister who saw that letter I wrote
啊，他就把他抢过来
And then she grabbed it from me
啊，后来他觉得不太好意思就跟他讲说到底是什么事了
And she was quite embarrassed about the whole thing, and she asked me, what's the matter?
她就说啊，这样哦，那到底欠多少？
So she asked me, exactly, how big is the debt?
她说我刚好有一笔钱要奉献。
Because I have a spare cash that
结果她拿着钱啊，跟我们本来捐的加起来，刚好够那个教会使用。
And thank God, the sum that she gave, in addition to the sum that we wants to give originally, that is more than enough for that particular church.
因为我当传道，我不太愿意说啊，常常到人到哪里去说啊，你要奉献，你要奉献。
Because as a preacher, I'm not comfortable with the idea of soliciting funds from people.
有时候我们道理稍微讲一下。
But it is nice to give a friendly reminder once in a while.
真的很感谢主啊！真的没有缺乏，神的家，神都主人会预备。
So I really thank God that we will never be lacking because indeed the Lord will provide.
他说我们一个教会啊，就这样一直成立起来。
So this is how our churches is being established one by one.
这因为这个末世传福音啊，这是神给我们一个很好的机会，也是我们的责任。
This is God's commission for us of the last days, and it is His opportunity for us to participate.
我们看腓立比书一章的十三节。
Please turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 13.
腓立比书一章十二节。
Sorry, Philippians chapter 1, verse 12.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。十三节，以致我受的捆锁在异营全经和其余的人中啊，已经显明是为基督的缘故。十四节，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因为我受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传讲神的道，无所惧怕。保罗说到他传福音受下监啊，其实这也是神的旨意。
Paul knew deep down that when he was in prison to advance the gospel is also God's will.
因为我们一直以为说啊，这个传福音应该有一个传福音的环境啊，非常的顺利啊。
We always thought that when we do God's work, everything will be smooth and easy.
那没想到啊，在阻挡当中啊，同样的福音可以把它传出去。
However, let us remember that even in times of many hindrances, the gospel can also be advanced.
所以保罗被关在监狱里面。
So when Paul was in prison many times,
完了让他有机会啊，跟一些皇家的军队凯撒家里面的人接触。
We know that during his many imprisonments, he was able to befriend the Caesar's household and also the palace guards.
所以借着那个机会，他就把道理传给他们。
So he took this opportunity to preach the gospel to them.
所以他说，我现在受捆锁啊，是为福音的缘故。
So that's why he was able to say that even though he's in chains, it is because for the gospel.
因为异营的全军啊，凯撒的家的人啊，那个信主啊，就是神给我这样的机会。
That is the reason why the whole of Caesar's household can come to Christ. It is because of Paul's preaching to them.
所以有时候我们觉得神的意念啊，高过人的意念。
So let us not forget that God's thoughts is higher than man's thoughts.
神的道路高过人的道路。
And God's way is higher than man's way.
我们有时候觉得说啊，这个圣公好像做阻挡了啊，道理传不出去了，反而在这样的状况之下，道理传开。
So sometimes we may think that we may get discouraged when we met with many hindrances in our holy work, but it was at this point that we can advance the gospel.
所以有的人觉得说啊，我们教会是真教会，要把道理传到全世界啊，那怎么可能？那不是很困难吗？
So sometimes we become timid and said that how can we expect to preach the true gospel to all the world?
当然，我们要靠我们人的力量是很困难。
It is difficult if we rely solely on man's effort.
但是我们知道啊，这是神的应许啊，神有他的作为。
But because this is the promise and commission of God, so He will give us a way.
马可福音第四章里面讲到说，那个种子撒下去以后。
And in the book of Mark chapter 4, it says that when the seed are sown,
人在不注意的时候，它就发芽啦，成长啦，结果啦。
And after a while, without man's knowing, it will start to sprout and become a plant.
所以这个植物的长成啊, 就是很自然的。
Because we know that the growth of a plant comes very naturally.
到底什么时间啊, 长起来了, 什么时候结果了, 不是我们能够控制的。
However, the time of its growth cannot be determined by us.
因为这是出于神的作为。
Because these are all determined and the work of God.
所以说啊, 撒种浇灌是我们的责任。
Because we know that it is our responsibility to sow and to water.
啊, 生长是在神。
And it is God who gives the increase.
啊, 你早上撒种, 晚上撒种, 不停地撒。
So what we can do is always to sow day and night.
啊, 时候到了, 那就发芽, 成长就结果了。
And when the time is ripe, it will automatically begin to grow.
啊, 当然我们如果不撒种的话, 你就看不到结果。
And if you don't sow at all, then you will never see any plants.
说看林的不收割啊, 望风的不撒种。
Because the person who does not sow will not reap any harvest.
因为你顾虑太多啊, 你不撒种, 不收割, 当然没有办法收成。
Because if you keep worrying, then you will not sow, then there will be no harvest.
所以你早晚不管的撒, 一直撒, 有一天啊, 它就成长结果。
So our job is just to continually sow everywhere the seeds of the truth.
所以有时候看起来不好的环境啊, 反而是种子可以生长起来。
And sometimes we think that the seeds will not sprout in undesirable condition, but yet sometimes.
所以保罗说啊, 人会被捆绑, 但是神的道不会被捆绑。
So as Paul said, man can be bound, but not God's gospel.
撒旦以为说把这些传道人把他抓起来关起来啊, 他就没有办法传福音了。
Satan thought that he could win by bounding these God's workers in prison.
所以使徒时代开始啊, 那些法利赛人祭司长啊, 他们就是把传道使徒啊, 抓去关在监狱里。
So that's why during the apostolic time, the Pharisees began to imprison imprison and accuse God's workers.
但没想到啊, 天使就到里面去, 把人带出来。
But yet, God sent angels to rescue them out from prison.
告诉他们说, 你们要把这个生命之道啊, 啊, 向众人传讲。
And the angel told them that you must bring out this gospel to all corners of the earth.
后来那些官长啊, 要把那些使徒抓出来审判的时候,
and when the leaders of that time wants to bring these apostles to courts,
一看啊, 监狱的门一层一层关得很好啊, 里面人不见啊。
But yet when they come in and check, these apostles disappear even though the doors are
有人告诉他们说, 你们把他下在监狱里面的人啊, 现在在圣殿里面教训人啊。
And they were reminded by the wardens that the people that you imprison are now teaching in the synagogue.
后来他们就把他们请来。
And so they invited them.
哦, 我们不是告诉你不可以奉耶稣的名在传道里吗?
And then reminded them sternly that you are not supposed to preach again.
你们怎么把神的道理啊, 把它充满了整个耶路撒冷。
And they reminded them not to continue preaching the word of God everywhere.
所以神的道是不被捆绑的。
But so from here we know that the gospel will not be.
因为这是神的旨意啊, 人是没有办法阻止。
Because if it is God's will, no man can stop his work.
保罗说有些人啊, 传道理是出于好意。
Paul said that sometimes men preach out of good intention.
但是有的人传道理啊, 动机不是很纯正。
However, some people, they preach out of a wrong motive.
那不管怎么样啊, 神的道理总是会被传开。
But no matter what, God's gospel will be preached out.
然后为这样我就欢喜了。
Because of this, I will rejoice.
然后我的欢喜啊, 没有比这个更大的。
And there is no greater joy than this.
所以, 人的动机或许不完全啊, 但是神的主意不会受捆绑。
Because even though man's motive is not well placed, God's purpose will be carried out.
人的错误同样会成全神的旨意。
Because the mistakes of men will fulfill God's will.
撒旦借着犹大把主耶稣出卖。
Satan through Judas betrayed Jesus.
他们以为说啊, 把 耶稣定死了, 救恩就没有了。
Because Satan thought if Jesus died, then the gospel will be stalled.
但没想到耶稣在十字架上说, 成了。
But yet Jesus said that it is finished just before he gave up his
life. 反而借着被定死, 神的救恩成全。
And with this dying on the cross, he perfected his salvation plan.
所以无论怎样啊, 神的旨意是畅通无止的。
So we know that no matter what, God's will prevail.
啊, 当然我们顺如神的旨意来行事啊, 我们就能够得奖赏。
Of course, if we do things according to God's will, then we will be rewarded.
我们不顺如神的旨意跟神对抗啊, 最后的亏损是我们自己。
Because if we resist God and continue to do things against His will, then the loss is ours.
但是神的主意不会受阻挡。
But we know that God's will not.
人的错误同样的可以成全神的旨意。
Man's
人的错误啊，同样的可以成全神的旨意。
Man's mistakes will help also sometimes in fulfilling God's will.
我们一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen.
没有一件事情能够让我感到羞愧。
But it says here that there is nothing that he will be ashamed of.
因为他对自己的信仰啊，非常肯定，非常有把握。
Because he is deeply convicted and knows who he believes in.
所以他说啊。 福音是神的大能, 是要救一切相信的人。
And he said that the gospel is the power of God, and it will bring salvation to all men.
所以我不以传福音为羞耻。
So I will not be ashamed of the gospel.
因为对我们自己的信仰啊, 能够肯定, 有把握。
If we truly know who we believe in and has this great commitment,
能够了解福音的宝贵, 传福音的价值。
And if we know the true value of the gospel and the preciousness of this,
所以无论在任何的环境之下，都勇敢传福音。
That in whatever circumstances, we will always be bold.
不管是受捆锁，或者是甚至丧失生命都好。
Whether we are bound or even at the point of risking our lives.
所以有一次，他要到耶路撒冷去。
One time, on his way to Jerusalem,
有一个先知预言呢。
There was a prophet who prophesied.
他就拿着保罗的皮带啊，绑住自己的身体。
So he took the waistband that was on Paul.
说在耶路撒冷那里有捆锁啊，就好像这样子要捆绑那个皮带的主人呐。
And he foretold to Paul that the wearer of this waistband will meet up with persecution.
很多人就劝保罗说：“你不要去啦。”
So then the people around him warned Paul not to proceed further.
甚至有的人就哭了。And
some even cried to stop.
因为舍不得他去受苦。
Because they don't want him to suffer.
保罗说啊，你们为什么这样哭泣，让我伤心呢？让我的心碎呢？
And Paul said, "Why are you weeping? You are grieving my heart."
说为着耶稣基督的福音呐。 不只是受捆锁，就是丧掉生命，我都愿意。
And Paul said, "For the sake of the gospel, I will even dare to die for it."
所以他说啊，我为着传道理啊，我从来不敢违背当初从神所设的那个启示。
And Paul also said that he will never took back the promise that he has given to God on his conversion.
因为他本来是在逼迫基督徒的。
Because we know that Paul was a former persecutor of Christians.
主耶稣用荣光照他。
And when our Lord Jesus shone a bright light upon him, he suddenly knelt down on the ground.
他眼睛看不见了。
He became blind.
他说。 有一个声音说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And then there was a sound from above, a voice from above saying, "Paul, Paul, why are you Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
他就说：“啊，主啊，你是谁？”
And then Saul replied, "Who are you?"
那个声音说：“啊，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And then the voice said, "I am the one you are persecuting, Jesus."
他知道自己错了。
And at that point, he knew he was wrong.
他就问说：“那我该怎么办？”
And then he asked, "What must I do?"
那你进到城里面，有人会把你该做的事情告诉你。
And then Jesus told him that you will go into a town, and there someone will tell you what to do next.
后来有一个门徒啊，叫做亚拿尼亚。
And there is a disciple called Ananias.
神说啊，你到一个直接的地方去，有一个人叫保罗。
And Ananias was informed to go to this house on Straight Gate.
你要为他按手祷告。
And Jesus reminded Ananias to lay hands
on the person. 亚拿尼亚说不敢啊，那个人很凶啊。
But Ananias told God that he is afraid because that person is a persecutor.
耶稣说啊，那个是我拣选的器皿。
But God told him that he is my chosen vessel.
啊，亚拿尼亚为他按手，让他得圣灵，把他的眼睛好像鳞片掉下来。保罗就看见了。
And right after Ananias lay hands upon Saul, he received the Holy Spirit, and he could see after scales fall out of his eyes.
所以保罗对自己蒙主耶稣拣选呐，主耶稣给他的使命非常清楚。
So Paul knew his great commission on his conversion day that God told him.
他用尽一生的时间呐，就是为着要传福音。
So all his life from that day on is to preach the gospel.
啊、甚至为着传道理啊，把自己的生死啊都置之度外了。
And he doesn't care even for his life, just for the sake of advancing the gospel.
啊，既然死都不怕了，就没有一件事情啊能够拦倒他。
So since he is not even fearful of death, there is nothing that will stop.
所以他凡事放胆呐、啊。
So in whatever way, he will always remain courageous.
他到处做见证。
To bear testimony for Jesus.
那、啊、无论是生也好，死也好。都希望耶稣在我身上显大。
What he is concerned about is to exalt God in his body, whether by life or by death.
也就是说啊，让众人能够在他的身上看到耶稣啊，啊，看到耶稣的能力，看到耶稣的形象，看到耶稣的作为。
He wants his purpose is for others to see God's power and image in him.
所以活着是为主而活啊，死也是要为主而死。
And Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
啊，这是他的立志。
So this is his principle.
我们一个人跟随主了以后啊。
So once we decide to follow Jesus.
我们要了解福音的价值。
We must know the true value of the gospel.
假如我们信主了以后啊，我们还是为着自己来活。
And if we were to still care about our own well-being after believing in Christ,
那我们的人生啊，就失掉了真正的意义。
Then we have really lost the true value of life.
所以我们要效法主，跟随主，还要为主而活。
So let us all imitate Christ to follow Christ and to live for Christ.
我们看到主耶稣讲一个比喻。
And our Lord Jesus once said a parable.
有一个财主啊，一直为自己积钱财。
That there is this rich young man who always accumulate wealth for himself.
他也非常聪明，有智慧，很会经营。
And so he is also a good manager who knows how to plan his life.
所以他的产业很多啦，仓库都容纳不下了。
So he began to accumulate much wealth, even the barns.Cannot hold any more.
他自己就心里这样盘算。
So then he calculated in his mind.
我要把仓库拆掉，盖更大的仓库。
What I'm going to do is I'm going to tear down my old barn and build a bigger barn.
然后把我所有的收成啊，通通放在里面。
And I will stuff all my harvest into my barns.
然后对我的灵魂说啊，灵魂啊。你可以安安逸逸的享受吧。
And I will say to my soul, you may now rest and enjoy.
因为这些财物够你好多年的花用。
Because these possessions is gained through your hard labor.
虽然在我们人看起来啊，这个财主很聪明，有智慧，会经营。
Even though in man's eyes he is a very organized or a good manager.
但神在天上出声音说啊。无助的人呐、啊，今天晚上就要你的灵魂。
However, a voice from heaven, God said, "O foolish man, today I will want your soul."
能看出聪明的人，但是神说这个是一个无助的人。
To man, he may be wise, but to God, he is a fool.
因为他主为自己活啊，主为自己积财。
Because he is only living for himself, and he is always accumulating wealth for himself.
因为他主晓得今生，不晓得来世。
Because he's only caring about his present life and not his future life.
他以为很多的财富，他的生命就能够得到丰盛。
He thought that he will live abundant life just by his wealth.
所以说是一个无助的人。
So that is why God called him a fool.
啊，所以一个人如果主是积蓄财富，但是在神的面前不富足啊，说就像这个无助的财主一样。
So we must strive to be.Rich in God's eyes, not rich in man's eyes, like this foolish.
我们不要光为自己活。
Let us not live for ourselves.
我们要为主而活啊，我们人生才有意义。
Only if we can live for Christ, then there is a purpose in our living.
我们很多弟兄姊妹真的很爱主，真的在一生当中啊为主而活。
I'm very happy to see that there are many brothers and sisters who truly love Christ and who
live for Christ. 我们听过很多的见证，也看到很多。
And we have seen many wonderful things happen and many miracles that happened.
我们在过去在纽约那边有一位老长老。
There is an elder who lives in New York.
他本来是一个医生。
He was a physician.
他40岁的时候啊，就离开台湾。
When he left Taiwan when he was 4 years old.
啊，跑到美国来。
And he came to the U.S.
很多人都觉得为什么对他的动机啊都有点不了解。
And at that time, no one knows his true intention of migrating to the U.S.
因为当时他的父亲年纪很大，身体也不是很好。
Because at that time, his father was quite advanced in age.
他在纽约哥伦比亚大学医院里面做研究。
So he was a medical researcher in the Columbia University in the U.S.
但是他主要的自己的目的动机啊，是为着传福音。
But actually, his motive is to preach the gospel.
所以他觉得说这个道理很好，他一直很希望说啊，把他带到西方来传给西方人。
He truly loved the gospel, and he wants to spread the gospel to the West.
所以伊丽莎白的教会就是从他们的家开始。
The Elizabeth Church began its first gathering in his house.
啊，刚开始就是两个家庭这样开始聚会。
And it began with two families.
啊，可接着慢慢的扩大。
And slowly more people were added.
这位老长老啊，他真的很有传福音的热忱。
And we see that this elder, he has this gift of ministering God's
word. 他利用各样的机会。
And he used many wonderful opportunities.
他很希望能够把道理啊传给白人。
And his main goal now is to preach the gospel.
所以有机会他就传。
So he will not lose any opportunity to preach to them.
那就到80几岁啊，他在医院。
And when he was in his 80s, while at the hospital.
我们去看他的时候啊，他还一直挂念着传道理的工作。
He still worry about this work of preaching the gospel.
我们跟他讲说我们有一个训练班。
And then I told him that we have a training department.
他又说训练多少传道啦。
And then he asked me how many preachers have
signed up. 有多少白人来信主啦。
And how many Caucasians have belief in Christ.
有没有很多慕道者啊。
Are there many truth seekers?
虽然在病床的地方啊，他还是一直挂念着传道理的工作。
So even on his sick bed, he is still worrying and anxious for the
gospel. 我真的看了以后真的很感动。
So I was very moved and touched by his response.
一生当中啊，以传福音啊做他的目标。
Because all his life, his goal in life is to preach the gospel.
啊，非常关心教会，非常爱弟兄姊妹。
He truly concerned for the work of the church, and he loved the brothers and sisters.
我们另外有一个老姐妹。
And then there is another older elderly sister.
她是在中国大陆比南京的地方啊信主。
And she was a believer in the church in Nanjing, China.
因为她在20岁的时候啊，读大学，有一次去参加游行。
And one time when he was 20 years old, she was participant in a parade.
那因为天气太热了，结果她昏倒了。
And because of the hot weather, she suffered from a.
连续好几个星期都一直昏迷，躺在床上。
She remained unconscious for several weeks.
后来有一个执事帮他按手祷告，他好起来。
And through the laying hands of a deacon, she revived.
从那个时候开始啊，他觉得主耶稣的恩典很大，他的生命是主耶稣留下来的。
And from that day onwards, she felt the wonderful grace of God, and that her life has been given back to.
他非常爱主，也非常爱慕神的话。
She not only loved the people around her, she also loved the word of God.
那她每一次聚会都会坐在最前面。
And she will always make sure that she'll sit in the most.
每一次听到一定做笔记。
And every time she will always take notes at every.
因为那个时候大学生啊，生活很忙啊。
But at that time, she was also quite busy in her.
那她听了道理以后啊，把它记下来，回去还去重新整理一遍。
What she did is, the notes that she took down during sermon, she will organize them when she got home.
所以我到她家的时候，看到她那个听道笔记一大本，
so、
when I 一大堆啊。
So when I went to visit her, I could see the notes, the vast amount of notes that she had.
啊，非常爱主，非常爱慕道理。
And she loved God very much, and she loved His word.
她当伊丽莎白教会的财务19年。
She has been the financial affairs person for the Elizabeth Church for 19 years.
啊，不是没有人可以做啦，但是大家觉得她很忠心哦。他就一直继续做。
It is not that she is indispensable, but it says that people just think that she will do a good job in it.
啊，他有一些做法，我很感动。
But there is some ways that she did things that really touch me.
他有一个大局的一种观念，整个真耶稣教会的一种观念。
She has this great vision.
因为刚刚开始，伊丽莎白一个教会。
Because Elizabeth's church, there's only one church that time.
他知道说在东部的地方啊，将来纽约、费城其他地方会慢慢成立教会。
And she, because she's living in the East Coast, and she knew that the, in mid USA, there are also several churches.
所以纽约教会开始有信徒开始聚会了，那么他那些钱呢、啊，他就另外设 account 帮他保管起来。
So what she did, she's since she's a treasurer, she lay aside some funds from the Elizabeth Church.
纽约教会成立的时候，他就把一部分钱就拨过去了。
So when the Elizabeth Church was established, she put aside this fund.
费城教会也是一样。
For the churches in mid USA.
成立祈祷所的时候就有$110,000。
So the establishment of the Phoenix Church also has this 110.
佛罗里达的天堡教会也是一样。
And also the church in Philadelphia. That's how it was started.
所以讲起来，她看得很远。
So we see that she's a great visionary.
因为她知道说将来这个地方会发展教会。
Because she can foresee that the future places.
所以为这个地方啊，就设立了一笔基金。
So she set aside a special fund in order to establish.
所以教会就一间一间这样慢慢成立起来。
So that is why all these churches are soon established.
有一年呢。
And 1 year,
因为伊丽莎白教会的礼拜堂啊很旧。
The Elizabeth Church is starting to become dilapidated.
有一个负责人，年轻的负责人就说啊，我们是不是啊，跟总会讲，我们要缴的经堂费啊，缴一半就好了。
And then one of the younger board members suggested to her that why don't we request that the USGA reduce our monthly contribution?
因为我们要花一点钱来整修这个礼拜堂。
Because we will need that sum of money to renovate our church.
她马上跟他讲，年轻人不可以。
But she stopped him.
因为我们是大的教会。
And she said that we are a bigger church.
我们如果不支持总会的工作，总会的圣工怎么推动？
If we do not support our own GA, how would you expect the GA to continue to do its work?
如果我们奉献少了，其他小的教会他们就要增加负担。
If we contribute a lesser amount to the GA, then the smaller churches will not be able to.
不然的话，有很多圣工没有办法做。
Then the holy work will not be allowed. Will not be.
他说我们从来啊，从教会成立到现在，我们从来没有缺过钱。
Because we know that from the beginning of the Elizabeth Church, we never suffered any
want. 所以对教会的圣工要全力的支持。
So let us support the holy work wholeheartedly.
啊，真的感谢主啊，因为教会有一些长辈啊，他们有一些非常正确、非常好的观念。
And we also thank God that the ministers in Elizabeth Church, they have a good concept.
所以这是美国教会的一个非常好的一个基础。
So this is a very good foundation for.
所以现在大概将近20间的教会啊，就是这样一间一间这样慢慢成立。
Up to today, there are now more than 20 churches in the U.S.
因为我们知道说，在美国地方啊，要买会堂、盖会堂都是要花相当多钱。
Because we know that it is not cheap to buy a church in the U.S.
我们信徒的人数又不多。
And our membership is not very high too.
啊，所以对信徒来讲，这是一个非常大的负担。
And to the members, this is a great burden.
那透过集体的力量啊。所以每一个教会就一间一间这样来成立。
However, because everybody chipped in together,
我在会诊的时候啊， 他们买了这个会堂。
In Phoenix, when they purchased this church.
一开始对方是讲五十万了哈。
In the beginning, the buyer put up a price of.
其实那个时候他们才三十几个信徒，大大小小三十几个信徒。
And at the time, there were only 30 members.
他们一开始是先看一个礼拜堂很旧，一百多年。
At the time, the church look for this church was very old and run down.
啊，那个停车场又很小。
And it's more than 100 years old.
他们说啊，我们的钱就足够买这样的会堂。
And the church said that this is how much we can afford.
对方开价19万。
And the seller proposed a price of
100. 他在表决的时候差一票。
And during the general meetings, we are lacking of one.
因为有一个弟兄写说啊，16万以下我们才要买。
Because one of the brothers said that we will only purchase this if it is under 100.
投票附带条件呢？
Because there is this a conditional offer.
然后后来就说不能够写附带条件，要不要就这样。
Because but then the seller said that there is
they must not. 结果差一票不到三分之二。
But the seller said there must not be any conditions attached.
那个礼拜堂就没有买了。
So then the whole deal fell off.
啊，那些负责人呐、啊，建筑委员他们就很难过。我们找那么久啊，啊找到够我们用，那、啊、怎么没有办法买？很难过。
And then the building committee was very disappointed with. With all these happenings.
我说没有关系啦，通过了感谢主，不通过也感谢主。
But then I told them that if it passed, thank God. If it doesn't pass, we also have to thank God.
因为我们主要是大家同心合意祷告啊，看神怎么带领啊。
The most important thing, we are all united in prayers and see how God leads.
啊，教会要设在哪里，要买什么会堂啊？这神会带领。
Which church will be established where, or what kind of church? It's all in God's hands.
不久以后啊，我们有一个老弟兄，人家来问他说：“你们要不要买房子？”
And then after a while, there is an old brother who said, who come up to us and said, "Do you like to buy a church?"
然后不是，人家有一个推销房子的来问他说：“你要不要买房子了？”他说：“我不买房子，我要买会堂。”
Okay, one time an agent came up to us and asked if we want to buy a house, but we told them we don't want to buy a house, we want to buy a church.
那个人就说啊，对，现在我们有一个会堂，但是还没有推上市。
But then the agent said, "Oh, we have a church that's for sale, but it's
啊、
not
on the market yet."
So everyone was so excited.
啊、看了以后虽然很高兴，但是觉得说我们大概没有钱买。
But then they were excited, but they have not enough money to buy that church.
啊，后来才知道说啊，因为那是犹太人的一个社区啊，那个地是啊他们人捐的，地不能卖钱。
But because it is situated in a Jewish area, and the land is held by the is held in trust by the Jews.
所以他主要卖那个建筑物这样。
So you can only buy the building, but not.
所以我们就很便宜啊，后来40万跟他买下来。
So we can get it for quite a cheap, $400,000.
就在开会的时候，没有一个人反对。
And during the general meeting, no one opposed.
第一次是九万的时候，觉得说有还有好多人觉得太贵啊。
Even when we proposed for the first church to be bought at $190,000,
many. 后来那一栋会堂啊，就是现在的会堂啊，40万没有一个人讲价。
But the second church, when it was proposed for at $400,000, no one opposed.
啊，那个时候其实他们才总共的经费才13万。
And at that time, the money that they have is 130,000 only.
后来他们努力奉献啊，对，目标达到20几万。
And then all of them start to offer, and they achieve an amount of 200,000.
很多弟兄姊妹啊，从各地方各教会、啊、知道了以后啊，他们的奉献啊，啊帮助他们，所以他们可以现金就整个把它买下来。
And the many brothers and sisters from other churches also chipped in to help, and so they're able to purchase this.
那买下来以后啊。因为他们捐了49万啊，还啊有一些钱可以整修。啊、后来多伦多也要买会堂，就捐给他们，又捐给他们3万块这样。
In the end, they came. They have a surplus of 90,000, so they used the surplus amount to renovate the church and also to help out the Toronto church.
所以我们教会就是透过这个集体的力量啊啊，这样来发展福音。来建设教会。
So our church, we We utilize the whole body, the spirit of unity to progress the work.
有一年在达拉斯啊开全国教会会议。
And one time there was an NCC held in Dallas Church.
有四个教会提出来说，因为他们新买会堂或者是新盖会堂。
And four churches mentioned at the conference that they are in the purchase of a building.
希望他们给总会的经常会啊啊少一点。
And they were wondering if they could reduce their monthly contribution to the USGA.
结果那个案子啊，讨论了一个多小时啊，啊没有办法有结果。
But after discussing on this motion for more than 1 hour, there was no resolution.
因为你有些不奉献啊，其他的教会就增加负担。
Because if one church were to reduce their contribution, then that will put
burden on another church. 不然有些计划就要删除掉。
Otherwise, they will have to cut off some of the work plans.
有一个年轻的代表很可爱。
And there is a younger delegate.
他说、啊、我们是不是、哦、暂时休会30分钟。
And then he suggested that we should take a break for half an hour.
我们回到会堂、哦、祷告完以后再回来。
Why don't we pray for half an hour and then we'll come back to this meeting?
啊，真的，主席宣布休会三十分钟。
And so the chairman accepted his suggestion and take a break.
啊，大家就去祷告。
So they all went to pray.
啊，祷告的时候，传道酒就勉励了。
And before the prayer, the preacher said some words of encouragement.
说我们在盖会堂啊，从来没有缺钱的。
And he told them that we have never been lacking in funds when we.
所以每一个教会你们有困难，你们可以讲出来，让大家了解。
If there is a financial problem when that you meet, you can always share with us your problem and we.
那、啊、你们回去以后啊，告诉所有弟兄姊妹啊，大家互相关怀，互相帮助。
And you can relay this message to your local church brothers and sisters and ask them to help.
但是希望我们对总会的奉献啊，不要减少。
But please never reduce your contribution amount to the
general assembly. 讲完道理，大家就祷告了。
So after this, they all knelt down to pray.
祷告完以后回去开会。
So after the prayer, they went back to the meeting.
那些教会就说，我们把我们本来的案通通收回。
And these four churches said that they want to rescind their previous motion.
哦，我们尽我们的力量。
And we will try our very best.
那感谢主，经过了大概半年。
And thank the Lord after. 6 months,
所有各教会的问题通通解决。
All the problems of these churches has already been.
会堂该盖的盖起来，该买的买了。
So they have already bought the church and they have already built the church that they want.
啊，本来有一间呐、啊，就是韩国弟兄姐妹的会教会。
There is this church that belongs to our Korean members.
因为他们经济上比较困难一点。
Because they are in the deep financial straits.
啊，他们在市区里面呢、啊，有一栋房子，但是卖不掉。
There is they own a house in the city that can't be sold.
后来有一个姐妹说，我们把它价钱开得高一点。
So a sister suggested that why don't we put up a higher price on it?
啊，如果能够卖出去，就是神的。意思
and if we are able to sell this house, then it is truly God's will.
啊，真的开得很高。
So they put up a very high price.
没想到过了两天就卖掉了。
Unexpectedly, after 2 days, it was sold.
啊，所以他们卖了以后，那些钱拿回来，他们整个财务问题也都得到解决。
So with the sale of the house, they are now able to use the money to build the church.
啊，所以感谢主啊。
So we indeed thank the Lord.
那我们最近在南加州啊，又分设一个教会，叫做喜瑞都。
And thank the Lord recently in the South California.
We, 本来租了一个礼拜堂。
We have this church called.
啊，觉得那个地点不错，还、啊、要把它买下来。
So we see that the location is good, so we bought that piece of land.
啊，对方开价160万是很合理的价钱呢。
And the asking price is $1.6 million.
不，感谢主，他们现在都在努力当中。
And now they are in the work of
building. 我们在东部啊，在普林斯顿大学附近呢、啊，啊，买了一块地。
In the East Coast, we bought, the church also bought a piece of land near Princeton University.
啊，真的是主耶稣给我们预备的。
And this is indeed God's provision.
只有15英亩大。
And it is about 15 hectares big.
所以伊丽莎白现在就分两个教会。
So now Elizabeth Church is divided into two churches.
但现在是在一栋房子里面聚会。
And now they are still having services in a
residential house.
And they plan for the construction to begin next March.
一定的经费大概是150万。
And the budget will be about 1.5 million US.
真的很感谢主啊，他们很热心呐，弟兄姊妹很关心。
So we thank the Lord that there are many brothers and sisters who are very concerned about this holy work.
在今年的三月的世界代表大会，已经通过联合总会在美国，在西方的办事处，将来就是要搬到那个地方去。
And we thank the Lord during this year's March World Delegates Conference, a proposal was passed that the IA is supposed to build an office.
因为土地够大，将来有相当好的发展空间。
And since the land is big, there is many good prospects for expansion.
所以我们看到说，真的神很祝福我们的教会。
So indeed, we can see that God has really blessed our church.
我们的教会的圣工在各地方都一直在发展。
And the sacred work has always been progressing all over the world.
虽然我们人数少，但是能够这样，真的是神的特别赏赐。
Even though our membership is not that big, but to carry out this amount of work is truly God's.
美国的教会最早就是夏威夷。
The earliest church in the U.S. is actually in Hawaii.
夏威夷在 大概两三年前，神开始在那里动工。
And God started to work in Hawaii about 2-3 years ago.
因为一开始那个地方受到其他地方的影响，有时候道理不是很纯正。
Because in the earlier days, the church in Hawaii has met up with a lot of hindrances in terms of the infiltration.
所以很长一段时间，很少人得圣灵。
So in the beginning, there are not many people who receive the Holy Spirit.
140几个信徒，大概只有6-7个人有圣灵。
With a membership of over 100, only 6-7 people have the Holy Spirit.
不过美国总会后来慢慢地派工人去跟他们沟通。
But as time passed, USGA began to send more workers to help them out spiritually.
结果慢慢他们能够了解，所以他们就修正。
And so they come to a realization and they start to change their old ways.
那道理对了，神就开始做工了。
And once the truth is gained back, then
2000年的6月，
in the year 2000 of June,
他们有一个星期的灵修会。
They conducted a week of a cultivation seminar.
第一天有一个黄团，而且我第一天开始就两个得圣灵。
And on the first day of the seminar,
每一次祷告都有人得圣灵。
And at every prayer, there's always at least one who received the Holy Spirit.
在那一次灵修会之前，有一个姐妹就看到天开了。
And prior to the seminar, our sisters saw the heavens open.
所以他们就知道说神的恩典要降下来了。
And so they knew that the blessings and grace of God.
所以那一次的灵修会，大概有20个人得圣灵。
During that particular seminar, 20 people received the Holy Spirit.
到了九月，又派了另外一批工人去。
And in September of that year, another worker was sent.
又有16个人得圣灵。
And at that time, 16 people received.
到了年底有一次的灵恩会。
And at the end of the year, during a spiritual convocation.
所以那一年，他们大概有40几个人得圣灵。
And that particular year, over 40 people received the Holy Spirit.
所以本来140几个人，大概是五六十个人在聚会而已。
With a registered membership of 140, there are only 50 or 60 regular
有些都迷失掉了。
And some have strayed away from.
因为他们知道说神在那里做工。
Because when they know that God is indeed with them.
有的妈妈就打电话叫他儿子说你们要回来参加灵修会。
And some mothers will encourage some of the youth to come back.
要回来求圣灵。
To pray for the Holy Spirit.
那一次的灵修会以后，他们就开始有早祷会，有家庭聚会。
And from the after the cultivation seminar, they start to have family services and prayer sessions.
所以第二年再去的时候，大概有100个人参加。
And the year after 2001, there are about 100 regular attendees.
感谢主，神就开始做工。
So we thank God that God's hand is starting to work.
本来会堂是在一个巷子里面。
And actually, the church was situated in an alleyway.
是过去一个老弟兄一个执事的家。
and it is the house of an elderly brother.
那他们想说啊，把它整修好啊，可以在那里传道的。
So they thought of sprucing up the house so that they can use it as a regular
worship. 花了一些钱去整修。
So they spent some money in renovating the place.
那没想到整修完以后啊，隔壁的人去告。
But out of expectation, one of the neighbors sued them.
说我们人太多了啊，经常车主都停在他们外面。
And he complained of a distraction and or because of too many cars parked in his
area. 政府就叫我们不可以在那边聚会了。
So the government sent a notice that we must not worship.
所以他们不得已就要找另外的地方。
So now they have to move out from that place.
那他们想说啊，把本来的地方40万卖掉，啊，再买一个40万的会堂就好了。
In the beginning, they thought that they'll sell the house and then buy the chapel with the money.
但神不愿意他们这样。
But this is not God's will.
所以那个礼拜堂啊，去登记啊，登记不到。
So that is why when they try to register the church, the government did not.
后来就找到了一块比较大的地方。
And then they finally found a piece of land.
啊，买下来也是40万。
And that land cost them 400,000.
但是那个房子太旧了，要拆掉重盖。
But because the house is so old, so they have to tear it down.
那他们一开始啊，觉得说他们经济情形不好啊，啊很担心。
But members are worried because they don't have the money to build a church.
那结果当他们在担心的时候啊，有一个姐妹啊祷告看异象。
But in the midst of their worry, a sister while praying saw a vision.
看到说啊，天上还可以掉钱下来啊。
And she saw the heavens open and the money fall out from heaven.
啊，所以第二天真的有一个弟兄啊，他拿了一笔钱，说要借给教会，利息很低。
And thank God, the next day there was a brother who came up, come forward to the church and said that he's able to lend money to the church at a very low interest rate.
所以本来他们想要盖一楼。
In the beginning, they thought of just constructing a one-level church.
后来传道跟他们勉励说啊，你们只盖一楼啊，你们没停车地方，所以会堂在楼上。底下要做停车场。
But the preacher suggested they should construct a two-level church so that there will be a parking level at the bottom.
啊，后面啊，盖一排的宗教教育的教室。
So they also at the second level they built many RE classes.
那所以他们渐渐有信心了。
And with this project, their faith then started to grow.
所以他们就照这样做。
They heed the words of the preacher.
啊，结果啊，他们因为还借了一些钱，所以发函到联合总会啊，就世界各地的教会就帮助他们。
But still, because they are still lacking in money, they notify the IA. So IA solicit funds from the.
因为夏威夷的教会很多都是当地人。
Because we know that in Hawaii, most of the members are natives.
啊，所以他们本来都是靠自己的力量。
In the beginning, they all the offer out of their own
pocket. 他们没有想到说啊，世界各地寄来的奉献啊，比他们自己捐的还要多。
But they never expect that the offerings from overseas is much more than they expect.
哦，所以他们很受感动啊。
So they were so moved and touched.
啊，所以他们觉得说啊，我们这个教会真的是一个大家庭。
They can really feel that this church is really a family.
所以借着这些事情啊，神慢慢的带领他们呐，啊，让他们尝到说在主里面呢，真的是一个家庭。
And through all these wonderful incidents, God made them feel that we are indeed one family in Christ.
啊，在各样圣工当中啊，啊，真的神会亲自带领，亲自预备。
That in whatever holy work we are embarking on, God will Himself help us.
所以他们最近呢，就准备动工了。
So these days they are thinking of
虽然他们距离目标还有大概差15万块，但是他们知道说啊，神还是会预备的，非常有信心了。
They're planning on greater holy work, and they will need an amount of 150,000 to fulfill their plan.
啊，所以这个末世的救恩呢、啊，一定会传遍世界的。
So we know that the salvation of the last day will one day.
因为有神在亲自带领在做工。
Will one day be given to all the world.
那我们帮我们每一个弟兄姊妹啊，真正能够把我们身心啊，当作活祭献给神。
So let us not forget to make ourselves as a living sacrifices to God.
无论生死啊，都要让耶稣基督在我们身上显大。
no matter in death or in life, we must be exalted. We must exalt God in our body.
我们如果活着能够为主而活啊，我们的一生啊，真的就有意义跟价值。
If we can indeed live for Christ, then there is a true meaning and value in our living in earth.
后来保罗说啊，他正在两难当中。
And Paul later said that I'm stuck between a wall and a hard place.
那这两难不是说两个都不好。
And it is not that both of them are not no good.
而是觉得两个都很好。
It is that the two of them are equally good.
因为他说我活着，我可以成就功夫的果子。
That is, if he lived, then he can progress the gospel work.
因为神让我们活着啊，就是让我们有机会来服侍他。
Because the reason why God allows us to live is to serve him.
啊，可以兼顾弟兄姊妹啊，帮助彼此互相得造就。
Is to strengthen and help our fellow brethren.
啊，能够多传福音啊，多救一些人。
That we may be able to preach the gospel and to save more souls.
因为我们工作的果效都会随着啊。
Because then the fruits of our labor will follow us.
啊，将来就按照你的工作果效来得奖赏。
And our reward will be determined according to the fruits that we bear.
所以你多活着都有机会做工啊，将来赏赐就更多。
Because the longer you live, then the more opportunity you have to work for God.
所以他接着说，活着很好。
So then this is the reason why Paul said it is also good for me to.
但是如果说我现在离世了。
But Paul said, if I were to die,
因为我可以习了世上的劳苦,
then I will be able to depart from the toils and labors of
this earth. 马上可以回到天家跟主永远同在。
Then I will be able to return to my heavenly home and to be with Christ forevermore.
说那是更是好得无比的,
which is better by far.
因为保罗曾经有进过第三层天的经历。
Because we know that Paul has ever been to the third heaven.
然后看到那个美好的光景,
and he has seen the beautiful scenes,
听到了非常隐秘的话语,
and a beautiful mysterious voice.
他说实在太美好了,
this is indeed wonderful.
所以如果我现在离世了, 我马上回到天家,
because he knew that if on the day he died, he will return to heaven.
那更是好得无比,
and this is better beyond
comparison. 所以到底是活着好呢, 或者是离世好呢, 两个都很好。
So whether I live or I die, both are equally good.
我不晓得该怎么选择。
I do not know which ones to choose.
但是他说啊，为着你们啊，我活着更是要紧。
But however, for your sake, it is better for me to live.
因为当时教会还软弱。
Because at that time, the church in Philippi is
still weak. 还需要保罗继续来关心，造就他们。
They still need the help and encouragement from Paul.
保罗传道理的工作还没有完成。
And Paul knew that his work has not finished.
所以他知道说他还有责任在，所以他知道主耶稣还会让他活着。
And he knew that he still has some more responsibilities, and he knew that God will still allow him to live longer.
所以真的，我们活着就是主耶稣还要有工作要让我们做。
So indeed, the reason why God allows us to live is that because we are not finished with our work yet.
所以我们才会继续的活着。That
is why God has given us
假如我们工作完成了，主耶稣就把我们召回去了。
And once our work is finished on earth, then it is time for us to go home.
所以保罗活着不是为自己活。So
we know that Paul lives not for himself.
他是为弟兄姊妹，为教会，为主耶稣来活。He
lived for the members, he lived for the church, and he lived for Christ.
所以当然他活得相当有意义。So
that is why he finds that his life is full of meaning and purpose.
啊，既然主耶稣还有工作要你做,
and since our Lord Jesus has more work for you to do,
有时候遇到很大的灾难,
even though we can meet up with a lot of problems,
有时候甚至生病病得快死了,
or sometimes we may meet up with illness,
有时候甚至被逼迫啊，用石头打得半死,
we may be on the verge of death, or we may be persecuted or beaten.
因为耶稣还有工作要你做啊，你再大的灾难啊，都不会死。
But if Christ still wants you to continue the work, no matter how great your persecution is, you will not die.
啊，所以保罗深信说，我还会继续活着。So
that is why Paul has this deep conviction that he
will live. 因为当时的教会真的还有需要。
Because that the church at that time still needed him.
所以我们活着啊，到底我们为什么在活？
So let us ask ourselves, why are we still living here today?
你是光为着自己在活呢？
Are you still living for yourself?
为你的家庭在活呢？
Are you living for your family?
还是能够因为你活着能够让众人带来益处？
And have you asked yourself, the reason why you live is to bring positive things to others?
所以我们要活得更加积极，更加有意义。
So let us live proactively and live with meaning.